Ride the Waves, Life Lived Outside for May 1st, 2025. A few weeks ago, we headed out to the beach to spend an afternoon by the water and take in a classic West Coast sunset. It seems like we've had a lot of windy days lately, and this particular day was no exception. The wind was a pretty brisk 20 to 25 miles an hour and was blowing onshore directly in from the water to the beach. It was especially strong in between the buildings. When you walked down the sidewalk, it created a little wind tunnel and was like walking in a tropical storm. The wind actually made it nice and comfortable to be outside even though the temps were high, but the thing it really did was create waves. The west coast of Florida is known for beautiful beaches, but not well known as a surfing destination. Occasionally you can boogie board, but even that isn't the case very many days of the year. But on this particular day, the waves were 3 to 5 feet high. The beach we were at had rock walls going out 60 or 70 feet in the water to create a little protected area, but with the onshore wind, the waves were coming right in between them. I kind of wish I'd had my old surfboard to give it a try, but the waves weren't really clean enough for a good long ride. They were perfect for bouncing and playing in the surf. The water temperature was a little cold, but Abby and Maddie were determined to go in, so I went out with them, and once we got fully in the water, it actually felt pretty refreshing. Maddie especially loved the waves. We caught waves and body surfed, but then we ended up having more fun just standing and letting the waves crash into us. It's so easy to underestimate the power of water, and we just kept getting smacked down. Then I put her up on my shoulders, and we played chicken with the waves as each line came rolling in. Finally, I showed her how to jump at just the right moment and do a flip over or just into, I can't really jump that high, the waves. So we backflipped, frontflipped, and generally exhausted ourselves until the sun was just about to set. Needless to say, we both fell asleep fast that night. We had been to the beach in a while, but it was a gorgeous day and a reminder of one of the things that makes Florida amazing. And while it won't be as physical as jumping in the waves, if you want a great workout for your mind and body, join us this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Yoga in the Garden with special guest teacher Sid McNary. Sid is a renowned figure in the self-awareness and discovery industry, a former football coach who started his coaching career at Purdue University, and now is an international best-selling author. Sid has written several books on yoga and meditation that have helped thousands find balance and inner calm. And also this Saturday, Spellbound Sourdough will be here with tasty baked goods from 10 a.m. to sell out. Grab your yoga tickets on our website and come out to enjoy a great day in the garden.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery family.